we had a military coup in 2013. So everything has changed since. Basically, there's been a lot of stifling of public space, of civil society. But, you know, for example, in the last Eid holidays, because Eid holidays for us is kind of like a peak of street sexual violence, there was actually no one apart from one small organization working. Whereas we used to have a lot of initiatives intervening on the ground, having like, you know, emergency rooms, etc., kind of monitoring, redocumenting, and also assisting with sexual violence that happens in Eid in public spaces. So this is just to give you a little bit of imagining what it's like. So we don't know, we have no reports, we don't know if it's there's no sexual violence that happened. We just don't have the information. So the crackdown on NGOs has been, and civil society in general, has happened through so many different ways. One is a case that's 173 that a lot of like NGO, especially NGO leaders, heads of NGOs have been involved in. Accusing them of, you know, receiving foreign funding, la la la, and lots of different things. So through that, there has been travel bans of a lot of these heads of organizations, asset freezes to some of the most important feminist organizations in the country, like Nazra for Feminist Studies and Seula, and them having travel bans, them having their assets frozen, closure of Nadim, which assisted survivors of violence, whether legally or psychologically or medically. There is a protest law that got passed in 2013, ironically, which means that basically you cannot have more than 5 people stand in a public space in Egypt. Basically, there's no way to mobilize because it's not just about protesting, but if you want to have a campaign in the streets, then you could get arrested under the protest law and get, you know, several jail sentences for several years. There's, you know, been checks with the banks, so any accounts, you know, funding coming in and out, so you get questioned through the banks, calls from state security. Finally, very recently, the new NGO law, which kind of completely stifles civil society, not just, you know, people working in human rights organizations, feminist organizations working on political advocacy, etc., but also development, charities, absolutely anyone outside of the state, stifling whether their establishment, their receipt of funding, approvals on their projects. So it's basically completely crushing anything that's outside of the state, which means that the narrative of the state now and the discourse of the state is what's dominant. So very quickly, just on two different things. There's a lot of violence happening in Egypt. There's some terrorism in the North Sinai. There's violence against Christians. And all of that is completely co-opted by the state, so we don't actually, because we know in these situations what happens to women, and completely co-opted under the security perspective. So that's there. Media is a very big issue because there's been censorship. There's been like the blackout of several websites very recently, including media platforms and feminist platforms as well, which means that also through media there's no alternative discourse, and actually a law being discussed around incriminating people for what they say over social media too, so even individual communication on social media.